Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So for vacation, Wendy went down to San Antonio. Melissa stayed here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I went to Costa Rica. Jeff went to Panama. Jen Hobby totally roughed it.
Went to El Salvador.
El Salvador, man. So it's like cool. Nobody. El Salvador.
Who goes to El Salvador?
El Salvador.
What?
It's in El Salvador.
Tons and tons of surfing and really, really great, amazing waves and breaks. And so, I went down there with my best friend and we did this really, really active vacation. I have never worked out so much in my entire life as I did in the last week. So we had a really great time and relaxed a little bit, slept a lot because we were so exhausted by the end of our days. But like, it wasn't really like a party vacation at all because we were so spent.
Right.
But we had an amazing time. We were in three different areas of El Salvador and we were with a guide the entire time. I'll put all the information up online because we just fell in love with our guide. I mean, his name is Roy and he was just like so amazing and took such great care of us.
Roy, I hope he has like some kind of cool South American last name.
No, his last name is Beers.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
very American.
But he's very disappointing. He's from El Salvador. He grew up there and loves his country and just loved showing us his country and just took really great care of us and took us everywhere. We were with him for 10 days. And it was an incredible, incredible trip. We went first in the mountains in this area called Los Naranjos, which is, that means orange. Right? The oranges?
Naranjo?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. I've been working on my Spanish, but it's terrible.
I bought Rosetta Stone as soon as I got home. I did.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing that we only speak one language, and most other countries, they speak three or four.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was working on my Spanish a lot. So we went to this beautiful area in the mountains, tried mountain biking, which I suck at, like horribly, and kind of got injured the first day, and I was like, okay, no more mountain biking. Like, this is not cool. And then what else did we do? Horseback riding through these like coffee plantations on three different volcanoes. Had lunch at the top of a volcano one day after we got there on horseback. I mean, just beautiful views and vistas. And I'll put all the pictures up
once
we get it together.
Is it dry?
It's dry right now. The rainy season is September and October. So usually like November, December, January, it's really green and lush. But at this point of the year, it's getting really, really hot. I mean, you know. 90 to 93 degrees every day. And so we did the mountain thing. Oh, hiking, did this like really, really difficult hike. I can't even believe we signed up to do it, that kind of thing. And then we were at the beach for 6 days learning to surf. Mm-hmm. I can't actually say that I know how to surf, but I was learning to surf and learning so much about the sport and the ocean and how tied to nature it all is. And It was a fantastic trip, but I have more strawberries and cuts and bruises and bumps all over my body than I did when I was a little kid, like playing in the neighborhood and like falling off bikes and playing softball and all that stuff growing up. I have more of them now at 33 years old.
Yeah, from time
than I did as a kid.
From time to time, I'll look through one of those like men's journals, and in the very back, they have all these like adventure vacations to me where people do what you're doing the entire time they're down there, and I'm like, that's too much work for me on vacation.
It shocked my body, I think, the first 4 days. Like, I was so sore. My calves were screaming just the moment I got out of bed. You know, it's certainly probably geared for somebody Wendy's age. But I wasn't going to let that hold us, you know, we weren't going to let that hold us back. So it was incredible. It was like, I think maybe like the biggest lesson I learned is that you can continue to challenge yourself physically at no matter what age you are.
Yeah, I've
got
a knee surgery on Thursday to prove you wrong.
Well, I think that you have to warm up a little bit more. I think you have to stretch a little bit more and not like, you know, maybe jump in with the 20-year-olds right. playing soccer, Bert. But I think that, you know, I think that was the biggest lesson for me was like you can still like continue to learn really brand new things. Mm-hmm. Like, and I had no idea how hard surfing was.
Yeah.
You watch it, and surfers do it with such grace and mm-hmm. precision and elegance, and they're just like in line with the waves and the water and the way they move. They make it look effortless, but oh, is it anything but effortless?
It's so much work. Like, what you don't see when you're watching surf movies or whatever, mm-hmm. what you don't see is like the struggle to get out. You just see these guys on the wave kicking ass, right?
That's what I thought surfing was mm-hmm. oh, yeah, you just get on a wave. No, surfing is paddling.
Yeah, it's a lot
paddling,
of paddling.
And paddling and paddling and getting pummeled by humongous 6-foot waves and feeling like you are in the middle of nature's washing machine.
And it hurts.
And it hurts, and you have salt water up your nose. And you've like, I feel like I brought home most of the Pacific Ocean either up my nose, in my sinuses, or I swallowed it.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher than it looks.
It is so hard.
Did you get up at all?
Oh, yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. Good. We started on, well, Bert and anybody who surfs knows the lingo or whatever, but we started learning on a beach break. Mm-hmm. And so we were getting up in the white water, and then we moved to like an unbroken wave and we're trying those. But the swell was so big on the days we were trying those that I got really scared.
Yeah.
I got really, really scared. I mean, they were like 6-foot, almost 7-foot waves.
It's way too much for a beginner.
And that's way too big for a beginner surfer. Like, I should have been practicing on like 2 to 3 foot waves, and the swell just got big at the place we were, and it didn't really go down. So
the guide was loving it, but it scared the hell out of you, probably.
Oh my gosh, completely scared me. And this was my very first time learning surfing. My best friend Elena, who came with me, she had tried to surf. She had gone on different surf trips. She'd been in Costa Rica, South Africa, and in Hawaii. I think this was maybe her fourth time surfing or fifth, something like that. So she had a lot more confidence, like knew how to like pop up on the board and that kind of thing. So she rocked it. She got on those waves yesterday morning. We were up at sunrise, like, I mean, and she was like in the water, like totally catching waves
on 6-foot waves.
Awesome.
It was a little bit lower yesterday, but the days that we first got there, when I got out there and I got so freaked out.
Yeah,
I got tossed around out there. I mean, Mother Nature reminds you that you are not in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she puts you in your place. Like, hey, you think you know what you're doing? I'm going to thrash you around a little bit and prove that I'm way bigger than you.
Well, did you ever think that maybe the ocean was meant for just floating in, maybe on a raft with a drink in your hand and not for standing on a board trying to navigate the wave?
No.
Because Mother Nature never jacks with me when I'm doing that.
And beaches are changed for me forever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go. I won't be able to go and not want to do something on it because it's so fun. Like, when you actually like feel the motion of the way your body's supposed to go and get up on a surfboard, you're like, oh my God, this is so awesome.
And
like,
if you're on the beach, if you're on the beach and you're watching other people in the water surf, I mean, you're bored to tears.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk to you about all the like technical parts of it that would probably bore everybody else to pieces. But I loved it. I had so much fun and being out there and being in the water and trying to learn it. But I am still absolutely a beginner, and we did 2 lessons a day for 6 days.
It's hard. Pictures up online today?
Yes, I will get them up online. We just got back last night at like 8 p.m. We got out of the airport, so I still am trying to get it together. But yeah, we'll definitely put them up online
cool.
today.
That's
all
great.
Awesome. Q100Atlanta.com.
Good morning, Nadine. You're on Q100.
Hey, Brett. How are you guys doing this morning?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I just wanted to say, who the hell goes surfing off the coast of South Africa? Is your friend crazy?
She must be, because I know that's where she went surfing last time. There's a ton of sharks there, right?
Those are great white infested waters.
Yeah.
And the waves, from what I'm hearing from relatives that live in London, they go there for vacation. Those waves are no joke.
Yeah, if I'm a big beginner, I'm not starting in South Africa. I'm starting like...
I mean, that's like going surfing off the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. Uh-uh.
Start with like a little surf pool here at Six Flags and work your way up to South Africa.
You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.